I am in awe. William McGinnis, how long have you been retired?
Wow. Close to 11 years now.
Super Bowl, great. Three rings, Patriots?
Three.
A beast. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So we're down here Super Bowl Sunday weekend, hanging out with William McGinnis. And how many years did you play with the Patriots?
I played 12. 12 with the Patriots and 3 with the Cleveland Browns.
And so is it kind of strange not to see them back in the Super Bowl?
I know it is. And, you know, just because of the expectations and how great they've been and consistent for so long, I know it's strange. For some people, they're elated. They're right. Excited that they're not in it because they're tired of seeing the Patriots play in the Super Bowl, but it just says a lot.
But that's the excellence that they brought to the table.
Right. It says a lot about the organization and what they've been able to accomplish. I think it's crazy, and I don't think it'll ever be duplicated what they've done in a 20-year span. So we'll see. 12-4 is still a good year.
Right.
They can't play and win the Super Bowl every single year, but I know for the average fan, that's what they're used to seeing.
So, and I think you hit it on the nose. It's the preparation and the bringing that team together, because it's not like everybody that he brings in is a superstar. The team manages to gel together in that locker room, and you guys are just such a phenomenal group of players year in and year out, and the support you gave each other. What are you doing now to keep in contact with that group of guys?
Well, I'm still around. I mean, I work for the NFL Network, so I'm still around. I still get to go to camp. I still talk to coaches. I break down film. I watch the games. And my relationships are still strong in the New England area, of course, with the Kraft family, you know, Jonathan and Mr. Kraft and his family. And Bill Belichick does a great job of keeping all the legends that played there close to the team. So when we come in, we speak to the team, you know, we're around it. And I'm still, of course, friends with, you know, players and coaches on the team as well.
Well, I have to imagine the fact that they bring back the greats from prior years is so influential to the younger guys coming in, because you guys still, even though you've been removed from the game, you're still the role models to give them the insight, like you said, studying the films, but giving them the insight to keep them moving forward.
Yeah, and you know what? They do a great job. You know, the guys that are coming in, they've created their own destiny. You know, they've won multiple Super Bowls, and I think what we did was we created the foundation. And we were the guys that, you know, Belichick started it with. Well, Parcells and Belichick started it when Belichick took it to another level when he came in. And I think that the respect of how things came together and what we sacrificed, you know, the number one thing there is team over individualism. And
right.
I think that's hard in today's game when you have a lot of alpha males and guys making a lot of money to put team first. And we had that foundation, we created that fabric, and they've taken it and ran with it.
So tell me about William McGinnis Day out in Long Beach.
Yeah, that's special, man. It was something that, you know, the city decided to do. And
giving back to the community though, right? I mean, that's really
right.
What it's about.
Well, they decided to do that because I've been so ingrained with Long Beach and the Long Beach area, and I think it's important. It's a hostile environment where I grew up, and there's a lot of distractions there, and there's a lot of things that could take you in the wrong direction. And the one thing that I always said was if I was able and be blessed enough to make it out and have some success, I would come back and send that message to the young kids and tell them that, you know, you can do a lot of great things, you know, if you apply yourself and if you stay away, you know, for the things you're not supposed to be doing.
And there's so many temptations for
it. So they honor me. They gave me a day and all that. And of course I turned it around and made it about, you know, the city. And I did some community stuff along that day, but it was a special moment for me and my family and my life. And, it says, I don't do this stuff for accolades. I don't do it for media attention. I don't do it for anything. I just do it because I care. And I think that's important for me.
Well, I'm paying it forward. I mean, you were given the opportunities. You took advantage of it, and you're trying to pay it forward, which is wonderful. So as we wrap up, I do have a question. It's always about family
okay.
at the end of the day. Think about growing up, mom, grandma cooking in the kitchen. That meal. I mean, if you could think of that meal that was the best meal you had with grandma. I mean, did you just wanted your grandmother or
my
your mom,
mom
to cook for
yeah.
you?
Yeah. Well, that's a bunch of meals. My parents are from the South, man. So,
okay.
you know, they can burn. And, you know, you talk about, you know, turkey legs, you know, smothered lamb chops, like all that.
Smothered lamb chops.
Dressing,
oh, yes.
Potato salad, you know, the cabbage, the greens. I mean, you name it, baked chicken, all that stuff, man. So, you know, I was, candy carrots. You know, I like to eat. That's why I work out so much just so I can eat bad. So
I need to take that up myself.
Right.
Will McGinnis, thank you very much.
Thank you, man.